The 40th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. We open the word this morning with that those characters here that are brought to wait upon the Lord have nothing in themselves. And they are very descriptive words that we sang in that well-known hymn of John Newton. That is the case, that is the lot, and that is the condition of the people of God in their spiritual pathways through this wilderness. And such as are those that fear the Lord are those who therefore are brought to wait upon the Lord. For in this word renewing, the margin says change, but I believe this would be also true to say for a continuance of that strength. I've often said, and I heard it repeated many years ago, when a man was sent out to preach, it wasn't the commencement so much that was the burden, it was the continuing. And so it is in the spiritual pathway, in the sweet love of Christ in the soul, those times of blessing, well, there's much strength then. But as time goes on and trials, troubles and difficulties, Satan and the many temptations that are the lot of God's people work within, then there is this need to for the continuing of that strength, of that grace. And this is given and shall be given to those that wait. We said this morning those wonderful word, four times in this verse, shall. Doesn't rest on conditions that we're in. Doesn't even rest upon walking a pathway which is free from sin. The Lord does chasten his people, but he never leaves them. The Lord reproves for their iniquity, but he doesn't take his spirit from them. These promises are not conditional promises on us being better or more worthy, or that we might merit them. They are words to the weak, to the poor and the needy. And they are words of good advice, and they are words of promise. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We spoke of those things which gave them that strength. I thought that we might go on a bit further tonight, but there's one or two more things that must be spoken about this renewing of strength. And one great mercy which the Lord bestows upon his people, you know, which renews their strength, enables them to go on. It might be in a deep path of tribulation. It might be in a time of much temptation. It might be in a pathway of much opposition. And you'll say, well, what is it then? The Lord's presence. The Lord's presence. Because, you know, having that, what else do you need? The next chapter, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Why does he say, fear not? Why does he put those words in it, the Holy Ghost? It's because the pathway and the people of God are subject to many fears. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. If you've got the Lord's presence, you've got strength. It matters not what the world says or false professors say. It doesn't matter what your old nature will try to distress you or trouble you. If you walk a pathway that's got trials and troubles, you'll be sure of this, it will be one which Satan will say, now therefore you're wrong. You're not in the right path. But if the Lord's put you in that path and is with you in that path, then the promises of his presence are your comfort. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You go back and study the word of God when God raised up his servant Joshua to take Israel across Jordan into Canaan. Well, with such a commission as that, such a burden as that, because he had been with Moses, he had seen the rebellious state of the people of Israel, their hard hearts and all their tendency to go back to Egypt if they could. Well, it's no wonder the poor man was to be blessed with such promises. You read the promises. Bless God for the promises, that he may be pleased to speak into your heart, because they and they alone are the strength of the people of God. When everything around is in darkness or distress, the word of his grace is your strength and your comfort. I don't know if I can find it by, I might be able to quote it. I looked at it in the vestry and it struck me, well, it dropped into my heart and then it seemed to me to be a comfort. On the word thy blood has sealed hangs my everlasting all. Let thine arm be now revealed, stay, oh stay me lest I fall. In the world of endless ruin, let it never, Lord, be said, here's a soul that's perished, suing for the boasted Saviour's aid. Oh, if you need, and you will need, if you're a grace-taught soul, you will need this grace, his very presence. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. That they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, one of those clearest evidences of comfort, first of all to the Apostle Paul, was this, that everyone forsook him but his God. Everyone forsook him. Oh, how near to his Saviour did he walk, and they all forsook him and fled. The apostle was blessed because the Lord was with him. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, both in his presence being with them and his word being their comfort in their soul. What else will you, as you come into these deep places, what supports the people of God? Even in the path of providence, I've often said, and I've testified again, even in the leadings of the Lord in providence, in those ways which he appoints for his people, and the Lord's people come into places where they need the Lord to show them what to do and which path to take. I, to my Saviour, seek, I've not got the words right, you know that hymn, and listen what the Lord will say. 812, it comes back to me. 812, it's got it all there. For guidance, direction, for comfort, for consolation, for confirmation. I to my Saviour speed my way to tell my dubious state. Then listen what the Lord will say and hope to follow that. Well, I don't know why these things are said tonight, but they are, my friends, and they are the pathway of these that wait upon the Lord. Wait for a word of direction. Wait for a word of guidance. Someone told me once, well, all you do is venture on the Lord, and I can't venture on nothing. The Lord is able, does appear, my friends, but he doesn't give you something to promise. If he doesn't give you a promise, if he doesn't give you some indication of his will and purposes, what must you venture upon? You can't venture on nothing, my friends. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. His blessed presence and his blessed word, that the Lord should seal such a word from his word upon your spirit to plead before him. Those words come to me again that's in the book of Genesis, is it the 29th chapter? And I will be with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, and will not leave thee until I have done that which I have told thee of. Well, that was a good word to start with, but it was a word that Jacob had to plead. Remember, you know what the psalm says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. You know that's where the strength of God's people is. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And also this, the Lord grant you the grace of faith. The grace of faith. Because you know that is the strength of the people of God. And if you are to walk, as we shall hopefully be able to speak of the remainder of these lines in this sweet verse 31, my friends, it is by faith. It is by faith. You never walk your spiritual path by sight, because there'll be those things that are out of sight, and there'll be those things that your natural mind can't understand, and there will be those things which you'll come into which needs grace and faith to see the wisdom and the purpose of them. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, I said this morning that the remainder of these words, these three they shalls which are left, I feel to be, as it were, the result and the benefit which is gained by those who wait upon the Lord. Well, the first one is, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Whatever you may have, whatever impression or whatever view you might have of this holy word, and we each, I'm sure, need light and understanding as we take up the word of God. It's so easy to make declarations that this word means this and this word means that. There's only one way the word of God is revealed to his people, and that is by the Holy Spirit's work within. Now, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. What is it, my friends, that is the greatest distress to a child of God? And I tell you what it is. It's when you're earthbound. When you're earthbound. You know, that's what old nature's content with. Earthbound. Things of time and sense. Well, you can't lift yourself up from them, can you? You got no, you haven't got that religion that you can put your hand to God's work and lift you up out of them. You know what the apostle wrote? Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Where can a person, where can a poor sinner lay his hand upon such a word as that in honesty and truthfulness and in grace? My friends, only by his grace. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, if you come to the house of God at times, it may be in a week, I can go back on those weeknight services here and elsewhere, of course. And because of the situation, the work, what we did, the responsibilities we carried, coming to the Lord's house, I used to have to pray publicly as well as privately, the Lord take the world out of our hearts. You can leave the world, you know, but your world won't leave you. You've got no strength nor ability to separate your mind from the things of time and sense in the day that has passed. But you know, this word says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. And the Lord grant to us as we gather around his word, whether it's midweek or on the Lord's day, that the world be kept outside this house and outside of our heart. And that there'll be a mounting up, there'll be a seeking for and a looking up to the Lord and unto the things of glory. This is where these eternal blessings come from. They don't come from earth. My friends, they don't come from time things. The glories of heaven, this is where the blessings of his grace and the blessings of his mercy, this is where the Holy Spirit, as it were, operates within the soul of his people. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will, by his grace, this strength that is given, this faith that is granted, this drawing power of the Spirit unto the things which are of glory and of the things which are respecting your soul salvation. You won't find them in earthbound things. You remember what Job said in the 23rd, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him," and you won't find him in this world and amongst the world. You won't find him in worldly places or worldly company or worldly conversations, and you won't find them amongst worldly friends either. My friends, he dwells in eternity, he dwells in glory, he dwells with his dear people. He dwells in their tribulations, in their trials, in their troubles, he is with them, but he dwells in glory. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. This is the strength, this is the fruit of the strength of those that wait upon the Lord. Oh, do you pray on a Sunday morning, six days perhaps, or 5 days in the world, and amongst worldly people, and you come into the Lord's house, and with the hymn writer you say, you breathe a different air. You breathe a different air. There's that pure language of Zion that we spoke of recently. And as the people of God, my friend, you can't switch religion on and switch it off. You can't take up with holy things as you take up with natural things. You need the Lord to appear, and you'll need the Lord constantly to lift you above the time things which are snares, which are hindrances to worship. And you can leave behind those things which are the things of time and sense, and one's desire and one's blessings are found in the glories of heaven. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, and there's something else comes to mind too. This is experience, though it's a very sad experience. Do you know what it is not being able to pray? Do you know, one of the most gracious blessings, I was going to say, that the Lord gives his dear people is access at the mercy seat. And the gracious Spirit of truth will teach his people how to pray and what to pray for. And sometimes it's a sweet liberty. You know, when those dear patriarchs of old were so near to their God, weren't they? So close to God. They spake, as it were, spoke to God face to face as a man doth his friend. But you know, sometimes the poor people of God have to complain that the heavens are like brass. There doesn't seem to be a spirit of prayer within them. It doesn't seem to be if their very soul depended, or their soul salvation depended on their prayers, well, they would be ruined. They had come to ruin. But you know, when the blessed Spirit enters, and a gracious leading of that Spirit, and there seems to be a sweet volume that you can lay before the Lord, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. That is what these dear saints prove from the renewing of the strength, the reviving of the Spirit, the leaving behind, as it were, these things that are but mundane. Things which drag us down. I don't say that in an indifferent way, my friends. That is the working of the Spirit within. And the prayers of the people of God go into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. But then, you know, there is also the spiritual experience in the pathway too. Oh, it's not all tribulation, is it? It's not all casting down. It's not all darkness and distress of soul. It's not all mourning. Much of it is. Much of it is, of course. Much to be mourned over and much to be distressed over. But when the Lord sweetly comes and draws out of your soul, blessed company, you know, when you're in that frame and feeling and spirit. Say, oh, we spoke recently about the prodigal. What a dark place he was in. He was in want. He was in want. He was brought into true repentance and real confession. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Could you draw another comparison to the people of God as what's described in that account in Luke's Gospel of the prodigal? Destitute, he was in want. Rags and tatters, we might say, that he was clothed in. A most distressed condition for a son. And now all that changed. All that changed. And whilst he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. They shall mount up. Oh, you've ever come to the Lord's house? Well, to use the word carefully now, very carefully, you would sit in the back seat if it was the best seat. You would sit, as it were, as in some disconsolate condition, some sad condition. You would come into the Lord's house and you would find, well, creep in. Can't walk boldly in, just creep in. And then the Lord is pleased to come and change the dull scene. Take away the darkness. Speak into the heart. A word of promise. Or perhaps a renewing of something past. A reviving of something past. They shall mount up with wings. The very soul leaps into the glories of the gospel and of those blessings of salvation in Christ Jesus. You know, all the darkness will flee when he's there. All the distress will be removed when he's there. All the forebodings and the gloom and the temptation, Satan can't abide, you know, where Satan is, where the Saviour is. There cannot be those, my friends, those times when Satan is, as it were, flees away when the presence and the person of Christ is revealed. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Go back to the time when the woman was found in the Pharisee's house. This man, if he were a prophet, would know what sort of woman this was. A sinner. You come into the Lord's house as a feeling sinner, not as one of those respectable sinners, but come into the Lord's house as one under condemnation. Come into the Lord's house as one that hears his condemnation read out. And it knows this, that one word from God will send him to where hope and mercy can never come. And then the Lord brings the gospel into the soul. And then the word of his grace is applied to your poor heart. And instead of condemnation, there's no separation. And instead of wrath, there's mercy. Instead of sin, there's precious blood. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. This is the change which grace makes. This is the change which God makes. This is the change which the Holy Ghost will make. And there's a mountain up. You know, my friends, we grovel here below, fond of these earthly things. Sometimes our very spirits in the dust. And sometimes we can't seem to lift up our hand to save our soul, we couldn't. But oh, that blessed time when the Lord draws near and comes into the very heart of such low, dark and distressed child of grace, they shall mount up, the Lord will lift them up. And he'll lift up the light of his countenance upon them. And he'll smile upon them, and he'll speak to their soul. And he'll show them himself. You know, perhaps this is the right word to quote, once a sinner near despair, sought thy mercy seat by prayer. Mercy came and set him free. Lord, that mercy came to me. Now, my friends, if you have walked in that path, you'll know there's a renewing. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Earthbound, my friends, most of the time. But heavenbound, if the Lord is pleased to speak into the soul. It is as if, well, you've got that hope now that heaven is your eternal home. Sometimes it's been so sweet and precious, well, you'd have gone to be with him if you could. But the wilderness is to be walked through. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, this is what's on my mind. I said, as we close this morning, that the rest of these three shells are the effect of this waiting upon the Lord, this the renewing of the strength. And I do want to say this because I hope it's right. I hope it's the way the Lord opens these words to me. That these that are in this text, these souls that in themselves are weak as worms, these souls that have nothing in themselves and everything in God, these souls who now are being led and directed along the pathway of the wilderness, these souls whom the Lord has appointed blessings for, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. Oh, you know, when the Lord, it's in the 119th Psalm, I don't think I can quote it correctly. I will run in the ways of thy command when thou enlargest my heart. You look at the way, and you look at the ways of his command. You look at your pathway that he is pleased to just show you a little of, and nature shrinks. And you find it's impossible. How many of the Lord's people have felt the spirit of disobedience rising up within them because the pathway is too great, because the pathway is too hard. In the exercise of reading the Word of God this evening, my mind went first to the 19th chapter of the first book of Kings. And after the exploits of Elijah upon the mount, where the Lord appeared and the fire of the sacrifice came from heaven and consumed the sacrifice and burnt up the water that was over it, we read in the 19th chapter that under the threat of death, Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them," that is, one of the prophets that was slain, "by tomorrow, 24 hours. Jezebel, that wicked woman, was to take his life. Where's the gracious, faithful, courageous, strong Elijah now? And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey in the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, 'It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.' And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, 'Arise and eat.' And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, 'Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee.'" This is where he got his strength from. That's what gave him courage once more. That's what got him, as it were, once more in that right place. "They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary." And I believe this, dear friends, when the Lord has purposes of grace to his people, and for them as well as in them, he will give that needful grace to walk in the ways that are appointed for him, for them. "They shall run and not be weary." This is what we said this morning. "I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of his righteousness, even of his only." When the Lord has purposes of grace towards his people when he has divine appointments for them, when he puts them where he wants them to be. It's not in their strength, but in that strength that is given. They shall run and not be weary, not in their own strengths. You'll never do anything that God will smile upon in your own strength. But when you do that which is honouring to God, according to his divine appointments, he'll give you strength and grace to do it. You know what the Apostle Peter said when he was spoken to by Christ on the lake? They toiled all night and took nothing. Toiled all night and took nothing. Christ said to cast their nets on the right side of the ship. And I believe in one place Peter, as it were, reminds them that he had got nothing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. At thy word. Wonderful, you know, that's faith that is. And when he cast the net on the right side, there was that sufficiency of fish that the boat was full. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. One of those fears the Lord's people have, you know. We spoke much about insufficiency today. And they fear this, that they shall not come to that blessed time when they shall be taken into glory. Persevering grace, they say, they pray for. Persevering grace is with the Lord to give. Continuing unto the end, the promise is, isn't it? He that continues unto the end shall be saved. And a poor child of God said, how can I continue? How can I continue? Well, you never will in your own strength. But my friends, he doesn't expect you to continue in your own strength. He wouldn't write this word in the scriptures otherwise. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It will be from him. It will be his presence. It will be his promises. It will be those strength. We could have read this morning in when we was quoting, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. In that same chapter it says this, underneath are the everlasting arms. They shall run and not be weary. What a blessing, my friends, when the Lord shows you the way and gives you grace to walk that pathway. Disobedience brings weakness. Disobedience brings a frown of God. Disobedience brings the chastening hand of God. But obedience, the obedience of faith upon the leadings, direction and appointments of God in the pathway, in the tribulations of the way, in the afflictions of the way, whatever is the lot of the Lord's people, when he gives that grace, he gives submission. And when he gives submission, he gives obedience. And in the way that it is set before them, there is that blessed promise that underneath are the everlasting arms, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But one more, and then we finish. In that 30th chapter that we read this evening, we find the most peculiar word. Well, it's peculiar to the natural man. In that chapter, as you remember, we read that there was God's frown upon his Israel for going down to Egypt for help. Look into the flesh, look into the world. Look into the arm of flesh for direction, for support and guidance, and so on. But this word, the Egyptian shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still. My friends, that is the word. I would the Lord would lay that upon your heart. You say, well, it's so contrary to what you've just been saying. Oh, is there a matter? I've walked in these matters year in, year out. I've walked in these matters. I know, my friends, in a measure what I'm going to say is truth, but it needs much grace to sit still. But that's where the strength will be. You know, when you start trying to put your hand to God's work, it'll all come to nothing. It'll all be brought to confusion. What the Lord has decreed and appointed, he will bring to pass. I quoted in prayer that man who sat at Bethesda's pool, and Jesus knew that he'd been a long time in that case. But the poor man couldn't do nothing, couldn't do anything for his own healing or restoring. All he had to do was to sit still, you say. My friends, there came a time when he didn't. The Lord spoke to him. The Lord Jesus Christ said, take up thy bed and walk. Up till then he had to sit still. He couldn't lay himself in the path of the restoring blessing. He couldn't bring himself to get into the pool when the waters was moved. He was unable. My friends, what a type of God's children. Well, if there's any that's got a promise, if there's any that's got the leading of the Spirit in their soul, if there's any wait on the Lord for the fulfillment, waiting on the Lord for fulfillment of these things, and are often tried and tempted that, well, it's only something that you've thought up. It's something of old nature. This is the blessing, my friends, where you'll come into the strength to sit still. There is the grace that's needed. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Religion has got a source, my friends. It flows from somewhere. And it's the work of grace by the blessed Spirit of God within. And that's where all your blessings will come from, not from within, but from that blessed Spirit of truth. He that first made you will keep you alive. And he that has first begun with you, begun in your soul, taught you by his grace, brings you into possessions of the blessings which are in the person of Christ. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. God willing, there's a prayer meeting on Wednesday. And I hope to be here next Lord's Day. The closing hymn, 762. Soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. The humble poor he'll not despise, nor on the contrite sinner frown. His ear is open to their cries, and quickly sends salvation down. Hymn 762.
Amen.
dear Lord, may there be once more a proving of these truths and entering into these precious promises, the realization of these things coming to pass. Lord, oh, to those that wait upon the Lord, how necessary, how often do we have to wait on thee? And yet, Lord, there's been a continuance. Another Sunday, Lord, there's been a continuance. Now bless the word, forgive and pardon everything that's been wrong. Take us under thy care, bring us each to our homes in peace, and abide with us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit remain with us each, both now and forever. Amen.